Thanks, Joan. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for being here tonight, everyone. This is a nice night for poetry. I was going to read a few poems from my first collection called Sea of Dust, Six Scholarly Press, 2013. I was thinking about poetry collections, and those of you who write, those of you who read poetry, understand the poetry kind of carries a timestamp, and it's a process over many years, and we draw from a lot of influences from our surroundings, in our inner life, and everything like that. So, looking back into 2013, when the book was published, a lot of it was written during the time when we were in Iraq, and I remember having a dream about this. It was interesting. I had a dream about Khyber Pass, which is a mountain range right on the cusp of Pakistan and Afghanistan. I have no idea why I had that dream, but I ended up writing a poem, so I'm going to read this poem called Khyber Pass. If I can find it, yep. A locust grants us farewell, O summer, O bye-bye. In the spider in the cedar tree, today I walked with a clamorous gait. Today I spun a web. Today I found my prey. Somewhere I lay the revolver down. Beside me a dog sleeps. Somewhere a lion tears the flesh off its prey. Somewhere we are sleeping. Somewhere stands the pass in the mountains. Let's break bread together tonight. Eat out of the same bowl as the ones who've conjured us. With a brush of sand, a wave of power. So I was considering a lot about encountering the muse, and as far as relationships, things like this, being inspired, passionate about life, passionate about your work, and one of the poems that is new since January of this year is called 40, and I'd like to read this one. It was January 5th when I was alone, and she followed me home. She undid her bra and kissed my lips, raised in black leather, coal blue jeans. I reached over, closed the blinds, and from far away, I saw the end of the film, curled in bed and holding her close. Together we found the cusp of morning, soon to return, soon to not despair. She prepared the rope and drew it through the wooden steps of the emergency ladder, to scale up and forget me, to let down if I was near. That was the time when she ran through the snow, carried her cell phone to your house across the street, and smashed the window to his room. It'd been a couple of days since she dug the hole, and they covered him with asphalt behind the blue dumpsters next to Coral Street. I ran into her at the bar that night. She was in the bathroom downstairs. The Pens just scored in overtime, and she smiled when she saw me. I kept looking at her eyes, trying to see what color they were. A color like glass with the light pouring through it, reflected up clear in the guise of vodka. It was unseasonably warm and a steady rain soaked the streets. When she gave me her hand, her fingers like thin reeds by the lake in the park, painted in metallic blue pale nail polish, delicate. I reached over the knuckle and caressed her thumb. Thirsty, I folded back the blanket and covered her warm body, brought the cup to my lips, let the water touch the corner of my mouth, brushed it away. Thanks, guys. Glad you caught that. That's new, so. There was a time, I think it was during the pandemic, it was like 2020, and I was writing letters back and forth to this prisoner on death row, and he was writing poetry, and we would send poetry back and forth, and I wrote a poem about this conversation we had for over several months, and it's called A Long Overdue Response. Draw from me the web of existence. Breathe in and out, a sunrise in the blink of an eye. Relinquish from your pockets a button, a bit of thread, cold money, candy twisted in foil. I sing of your light, the flutter of the nuthatch, shaded from a dim future. There's hope in the lit corner. It begins to fade in the thunderous echo of intent. We're brothers, see? They can't rip out our hearts like we do. They only see what they want to see. Make of us what they want to. Call us what names they will. Tread softly on gray concrete, on fields of lavender. These bars hold us close. I will be your footprints. I will be your breath. Here I find solace in the carrying on. That was from my book of poems called Consequence of Dream. It came out a couple years ago. I've been working on a certain poem. I didn't bring it tonight for some reason. I don't know. I'm not done yet. But it's 100 lines so far, and it's called Lamentations, and it's going to have 4 parts, but 2 parts are done, which is 10 stanzas. It's a blank verse poem, and I've been reading W.B. Yeats, his biography called The Man and the Masks, Richard Eller. It was 1948. Really great book. And I'm considering these things as far as like writing. We all write in our own style, but as far as writing in a form. Another thing about Yeats was he was extremely into the occult. If you don't know, you probably do. If you know him, you do. But I had an opportunity to visit his house in Sligo, where he lived in London, Sligo, a couple other places. But that was cool. It's a good book. Interesting character. Anyway, this next poem is called Firefly. It's another poem I wrote. I think I wrote this one in 2021, at the height of the pandemic, dark time for all of us, somewhat creative for others. Luckily, I was somewhere in between. Didn't come out, barely just came out alive, but Firefly. In the picture, your hawkish nose, my brow caught in an angle that mirrors your own. I hold you close to me. We talk and carry on, my arms around you, and I see your hair trained over your eyes. You shift in when you talk to me, find comfort in the jokes that ease out of us. A firefly I catch and release. We forged a blade that severs fear. It falls as a leaf past our body, cast in light. Thank you very much. That was for my daughter. That was a snapshot. I remember walking in Oakland with her, and I soon wrote that poem. I thought of my dad, and he has a very hawkish nose, and then my daughter with hair trained over her eyes and us joking down the street on Neville. Song of Youth. Music cerebral, then from head to heart. Faded fatigues I've carried since I was 11, close to my hips now. I left because I could. Tenuous, the break at the wrist, my arm driven into sand, passed on to scavengers. Home, like memory, faded from view. I place it in prayer, carry it high atop a plateau, a subterranean fire. All right, I'm going to read one more, and this is another new song, or song. Yeah, I'm used to that, right? Well, I'm playing music at the same time, so yeah, a little violin, a guitar. It's another new poem song that arrived this year, and it's called New Year's Eve. You took your time. It was nearly midnight when you finally came to my door, used the extra key. You were dripping from champagne, pickle shots, and cocaine. Your fists pulled back at your hips to augur power and dismissal, to wake me, to call me out. I had my blanket draped over my shoulders and walked up the hall. You looked like a rag doll laughing and trying to bite me. If I hadn't believed you the last time, I wouldn't know the bullet passed through your leg at the thigh and wouldn't have applied the tourniquet at the point of exit so quickly. But I believed you, and that's what I did. It was 1997, and we just left Kennywood. I remember we had so many skee-ball tickets left that we had to carry a plastic grocery bag home with us, filled with faded red tickets. I just found the shoebox. I wonder why we didn't get the fleece or the stuffed bear. I rolled the tickets into kindling for camping, into red flames, into fire. Last night, the fire drowned out the moon. A year passed, and I frequent the forest down past the mansion, close to the park. I asked the laboring pines, was it different? Was it easier to digitize? They gathered around in the breeze and said, we carry on. The emergency room was quiet. It took the breath from me, its tranquil stretching of time. The bandage would hold, but you've lost a lot of blood. I took your hand. Thank you.